Welcome back, explorers. This is Laura, your guide here on Faithfully Explore. I'm so glad you're listening today. I'm back after a two-week break. My husband passed away recently. I needed the time to spend with my family and to do some healing. Today, I'm back with an all-new type of episode. It's a shorter episode with just a story and some movement involved. So let's jump in. Today's episode is inspired by a vacation I took this summer. We traveled along the coast of Canada, and one of the places we stopped was Prince Edward Island. And we really enjoyed our time exploring there. We loved the people. The first peoples there are called Mi'kmaq peoples. And I heard the greatest story that I'm going to tell you today, the tale of Little Scarface. It's about bravery, kindness, and being yourself, even when others don't believe in you. And to feel the strength of this story in our bodies, we'll move through the three warrior poses. Together, they'll help us feel brave, steady, and unstoppable. Are you ready? On the count of three, say, I'm ready. One, two, three. I'm ready. Faithful. First, stand up and step your feet wide. Turn your right foot forward. Bend your right knee and lift your arms high towards the sky. This is Warrior One. Feel your chest rise tall, your feet pressing into the ground, your arms reaching up toward the sky. You look like you're saying, ta-da, I'm here, world. Now take a big breath in Warrior One. On the count of three, repeat after me. I can do this. One, two, three. I can do this. Amazing. Now we're gonna switch sides. Straighten your front leg, turn your left toes forward, and bend your left knee. Arms up high, stretch toward the sky. Feel that strength on the other side. Say it with me one more time. I can do this. For Warrior Two, we're gonna stretch our arms out wide, like you're reaching towards both the past and your future, or just towards the front and back. Turn your left foot forward, bend your left knee, gaze over your front hand, like you're looking towards the future. You look like a superhero ready to dispense kindness. Keep your arms strong and a steady gaze. All right, straighten your left leg, turn your right foot forward and bend your right knee. Stretch your arms out strong towards both the past and the future. Gaze over your right hand. Feel that confidence in your chest. Now we're gonna say together, I am brave. One, two, three. I am brave. Yes, you are. Time for our final warrior pose. Step your feet together and reach both arms up high overhead. Now switch your weight onto your right leg. Lean forward and lift your left leg behind you. Straight out, Warrior Three makes your body a long line. Arms stretching forward, back legs strong and straight. You're flying. Find your balance. If you wobble, it's okay, just try again. This pose is all about focusing and believing in yourself. Gently come out of Warrior Three and stand tall. Stretch out your legs. Give a little wiggle to your arms. Now let's try the other side. Balance on your left leg. Send your right leg back behind you into the air and stretch your arms forward. Find that flying balance again. Imagine you're soaring on courage. Let's all whisper together. I am enough, just as I am. One, two, three. I am enough, just as I am. feel how true that is in your heart. Now step back down, bring your feet together. Stand tall in mountain pose. Both feet on the ground and put both hands over your heart. Take a deep breath in and out. While I was exploring Prince Edward Island, I ran across this wonderful book. It's called Mi'kmaq Campfire Stories of Prince Edward Island. It was written by the indigenous people there, and it has beautiful illustrations to go with the stories. We are going to read one of the stories from that book today called The Legend of Little Scarface. This is the story of the little girl who believed in herself and overcame all the cruelty of her mean sisters and became a mother and grandmother of many chiefs. While I'm reading, I want you to think about what fairy tale sounds similar to this story. Long ago in Mi'kmaq village, an old man had three daughters. The older two were beautiful, and whatever they wanted, their father got for them. They always expected the best from everyone, and they never worked. The youngest sister was known by everyone in the village as Little Scarface. Her hair was singed to her skull, and her face was covered in scars. The children of the village would tease her, and some would even run away in fear when she walked by. When Little Scarface was sad, she would sing, "I don't know why I'm always pushed aside, but I won't give up now, not now. I am Scarface, I may not be first place, but I try and I try to be me." At home, she did all the work, mending the clothes, preparing the food, cleaning the lodge, and gathering berries and firewood in the forest. She kept her eyes to the ground out of shame. The father loved all of his girls, but he didn't see the pain his youngest daughter was going through. Whenever he saw a new burn or cut on Scarface, the older sisters would say that she had done it to herself, and he believed them. In that same village, there was a young, handsome brave who lived with his uncle. His uncle was older, so as was custom, he acted as the young brave's father. This handsome young brave had a secret only his uncle knew. He could become invisible at will. He used this skill to hunt for food, and he always brought back a feast. One day he was out hunting, and he saw a young maiden looking for berries in the woods. When their eyes locked, he knew it was time for him to find a wife. That handsome brave did not know he was looking at the sad and lonely Scarface. All he saw were her kind, beautiful eyes. When the handsome brave came home from his hunt, he told his uncle it was time for him to find a wife.
"But how will I know which maiden is right for me, uncle?"
"I will know which maiden is right for you. She must have a good heart for my nephew," said uncle.
Far and wide, wide and far, the news traveled like an arrow that the handsome young brave was looking for love. Soon maidens came from all over the village to visit the uncle and try to win the hand of the handsome brave in marriage. The maidens came to sit with the uncle, and he would offer them food. While they talked, the handsome young brave was very curious and liked to watch the maidens come to see his uncle, but he would stay invisible so they could not see him. The uncle would ask them,
"Have you seen my nephew?"
All the maidens would smile and say, "Yes."
"Of what is his shoulder strap made?" asked uncle.
Many would answer, but none really knew. Sadly, the uncle would send them away. The handsome young brave would leave the lodge wondering if he would ever find love. We're going to pause there for a moment. Do you have a guess which fairy tale I'm thinking of that this is similar to? Meanwhile, at the home of Little Scarface, her older sisters were getting ready to try to win the heart of the handsome brave. They had the most beautiful dresses and moccasins decorated with shells. The sisters sat down by the river to tie up their pretty hair in beautiful braids. Then they pinched their cheeks to add color. They were beautiful! Little Scarface sat and watched them get ready, and something in her heart began to grow and grow. Once the two sisters were ready, they looked once more in the river. They were sure their beauty would win the heart of the handsome brave.
"We are ready," said the two older sisters. "He would be a fool not to choose one of us, right, little sister? It is time for us to go win ourselves a husband."
As the sisters walked away, Little Scarface knew she must also try to win the heart of the handsome brave. She looked around to see what she could use to make a dress. She could not wear the rags that she had on. She looked and saw a big, beautiful birch tree. So she gathered long strips from that tree and sewed them into a dress using leather from her father's hunting bag. At this time, the two older sisters went across the village and arrived at the home of the handsome brave. Uncle welcomed them, and because they knew they were the most beautiful maidens in the village, they would not even lower their eyes in respect to him. Quite put out by their behavior, the uncle asked them,
"Have you seen my nephew?"
"Yes,"
they both replied with a huge amount of pride and confidence.
"Of what is his shoulder strap made?" asked the uncle.
One sister stepped up and declared it was made of leather, and the other sister insisted it was made of rawhide. Uncle looked at them both and told them that they had not seen his nephew at all, and that it was time for them to leave. Now. Well, I'm going to pause one more time, see if you're still thinking of the same fairy tale, or if maybe you want to change your guess. Little Scarface finished her birch bark dress and started walking through the village. Villagers stopped and stared at her as she walked, and soon her two older sisters saw her as they angrily walked home.
"What are you doing?" said one. "Do you want to embarrass our family?" said the other.
"Go home, Little Scarface, go home!" Everyone in the village began to chant. Little Scarface kept on walking, and as she walked, her courage began to grow and grow. Soon she arrived at the home of the handsome brave, where his uncle was waiting for her. He welcomed her in and asked her the questions he had asked every maiden.
"Have you seen my nephew?"
"Yes,"
she replied. She remembered the time by the river when she was gathering berries and the handsome brave had smiled at her.
"Of what is his shoulder strap made?"
asked the uncle. Little Scarface smiled at Uncle and said,
"It is made of a rainbow."
Uncle knew that Little Scarface could see his nephew, so he told her that he would get her ready. He went and prepared a bowl of water and began to wash her face. As he did this, her scars were washed away. He started to brush her hair, and it grew out long and shiny. When she stood up, Uncle looked at her and smiled, knowing she was now as beautiful on the outside as she was on the inside. This young maiden did have a heart that would be good enough for his nephew. It was just then that the handsome brave walked in and asked if his uncle had found him a bride yet. Uncle slowly stepped out of the way to reveal the beautiful maiden. The handsome brave saw her expressive dark brown eyes and knew that she was the one he had been looking for all this time.
"Uncle, you have found me the perfect wife,"
said the handsome brave. The wedding was announced and everyone in the village was invited. All the maidens wanted to see the woman who had won the heart of the handsome brave. Little Scarface had a visit with her father, who was very happy for her. And after he hugged her close, he said to her,
"Be a good wife, daughter, and that will make me very happy."
As for her two angry sisters, they finally told their father how mean they had been to their little sister. And in his anger, he cut off their braids and burned all their beautiful clothes. Without Little Scarface living with them, they now had to do all the work around their lodge. And they were not happy at all about it. The handsome brave had sung his song of love, and Little Scarface had answered.
together arm in arm before the wedding. After the blanket was wrapped around them to make the two people become one and their long braids were cut so they could create their own memories together, they were married. Little Scarface believed in herself and became a mother and grandmother of many chiefs. What do you think is the big lesson of Little Scarface? It's not about fancy clothes. It's not about perfect skin. It's about bravery, honesty, and being yourself. That's what made her strong enough to see rainbows and galaxies where others saw nothing. You are special, and you are wonderful, too. Do not let anyone put you down, and do not put down others just because they are different from you. Or you could end up like the two older sisters. But that story is for another day. What fairy tale do you think I was thinking of? I thought this story reminded me of Cinderella. There are stories from all over the world that are similar to the Cinderella story we're used to from Disney. We may be able to read some of the other versions of Cinderella a different time. Let's add three ideas we learned by doing our warrior poses to our belief backpack. The first one we learned from Warrior 1 teaches us, I can do this. Warrior 2 taught us, I am brave. Warrior 3 teaches us, I am enough, just as I am. Take another deep breath in and out. Smile. You are a warrior of kindness, courage, and truth, just like our hero, Little Scarface. Thank you for exploring with me today on Faithfully Explore. This is Laura, and until next time, keep breathing, keep moving, and keep being wonderfully you.